Blog Talk Radio.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
Don't go and talk about my father. Oh, don't you dare deny him. The Almighty God is my friend. And I'm your host this evening, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, in the potentially beautiful and most fair city of Washington, D.C. We are here tonight to host Black Power Radio to bring you more of what you actually listen to your Black Power Radio for. Tonight we will, with the help of God, and especially if the creek don't rise, we will do a tribute to the Honorable Queen Mother Viola Plummer of Harlem, New York, and all of those who are maybe perhaps in the crunches and all over the world, revolutionaries, they do a drive-by, so we wanted to give the proper tribute to Mother Viola Plummer. Aide and assistant Charlie Byrne, a city councilman of New York City, was his assistant, and she ran and directed the December 12th movement, a very important player in the things that developed for Black people in the city of New York. And so we want to always acknowledge Viola Plummer as a sort of a civil sort of Black revolutionary, because she did make revolutionary moves, even though it was not always in line with where the movement was at that time, but they would have to cross the thought processes of Viola Plummer. And she knew a lot about what she was doing, and she knew a lot about how, and therefore she is a strong Black activist in the time of need for Black activism, a strong Blacktivist, because she didn't mind keeping it Black and unapologetically Black. And we do appreciate Viola Plummer, her organization of December 12th, who are still doing some phenomenal things at this hour. So we say Black Power and a salute to our Queen Mother, the Empress, Viola Plummer. And thank you again for joining us tonight, right here on Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar. Tell all of your friends, loved ones, and if you got any enemies, be careful. Don't step in the doo-doo, but you can invite your enemies if they are unapologetically Black as well. So you get 515-605-9889. Again, for all who are numerically pure at heart, you can dial 515-605-9889. And if you fail in all of those attempts, you can also dial 202-550-21. And all of those numerically at heart, although it may be slow on the pen, we can get here to Black Power Radio at 202-550-8521. And we are seeing all of the smartphone people have bum rushed. Yep, they're overflowing in the lobby. So ask all of the smartphone people to come out of the lobby and report to the first row. And once they are lined up, then we can allow those people in with their dumb phones. All the dumb phone people can get in line behind the smartphone folks, and there you are on the second row. They are waving from the second row. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. All dumb phone people are right there where the ghosts can get it. All right, and then they are quickly followed by those. They are bum rushing. Oops, here they come into the auditorium, and look at that. Some of them are trying to climb up on the stage. Oh, my. Oh, well, these are the Android folks, and we want to welcome all Android users tonight, and we're happy that you're here with us at Black Power Radio. And, of course, they are quickly followed by the paranoid folks. And we tell all of the paranoid phone folks to please, please buckle your seatbelts and sit back and enjoy the ride. So we're right here at Black Power Radio doing a tribute to the Honorable Queen Mother Viola Plummer. Many of you don't know who she is, but you'll find out if you listen to the show tonight. But Viola Plummer, again, is a Black activist, someone interested in the affairs of Black people, and decides to do something about it, to change the dynamics on the ground. It certainly takes a special person at this hour. But for Black Power, our strong Black activist, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, I would certainly be remiss if I didn't celebrate the presence of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. A few weeks ago, we did our tribute to the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, a freedom fighter in his own right, went abroad to learn more about freedom fighting, with the Honorable Idi Amin, and all in different parts of Angola and Uganda and in the Gambia and Ghana and places we need to go from Mecca to Jerusalem. We were out there trying to make a difference on the front line. So we hope that you as well will study the world and see your best place, Honorable Haji Malika Shabazz, the one you commonly call Malcolm X, said to find something you could use skillfully and effectively against the opposition, which will help you beat down the beaten path, and find your place into the world picture. And this is why we've come here tonight, to find our place in the world picture and celebrate the works of the Honorable Queen Mother Viola Plummer. So with that said, I don't know if you all have any tidbits of news that you'd like to choose and use against the opposition here at Black Power Radio. Well, you're certainly welcome to do that. I'm your host again, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar. Any questions, you can dial in at 202-550-8521. We're going to go right to our phone lines tonight, and we're going to talk to a brother that goes across the desert and rolls all through the west side from Oaktown to Bakersfield, from Los Angeles to San Francisco. We have our beloved brother, Shabaka is right here, and we're happy to have you here tonight, brother Shabaka. Welcome to Black Power
Radio.
Thank
you, sir. Okay, thank you so very, very much.
If you know about her, fine. If not, you can bring your hot topics as you always do, but we are celebrating the legacy of the Honorable Queen Mother Viola Plummer of New York. Some call it New York City, but nevertheless, the Queen Mother of New York, and we thank you again for joining us tonight. Welcome to Black Power.
Black Power always, and thank you so very, very much for having me. Also, too, definitely pay respects to Sister Viola for her unrelenting work that she did off in our movement. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, four things I want to discuss, if I may, and definitely check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced coming on Tuesday night. The episode is pending. First thing, De'Ron DeSantis, he dropped out of the presidential race, and that's no surprise. He's supporting the dark as in human shit, and I want to make that perfectly clear. Also, too, something very, very disturbing, Imam, down by Carolina and Florida's way, is that a graveyard has been discovered, of black people discovered, at MacDill Air Force Base down there in Florida. Okay, a lot of them are unmarked graves, and it's believed, you know, that a lot of them have been buried there between 1820 to 1910. Also, too, my presidential predictions or rigged up nation, this is why I'm all for Free the Land, the New Africa Republic, okay, is that the dump will select Ron the Panties as his vice presidential candidate. Okay, that's my prediction. And the dump will be reselected as the president in 2024. Now, let's turn back the hands of time to 60 years ago, and I'm pretty sure, ma'am, you know that you're up on this. You know, you have a few more solar returns around the sun than I do. The infamous Fannie Lou Hamer, ladies and gentlemen, who made that classic line, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay, now, you had the old crooked Lyndon Baines Johnson, whose family profited greatly off the Vietnam conflict with Bell helicopters. Okay, also, too, Miss Fannie Lou Hamer, you know, was abused and put in prison on trumped-up charges and what have you. These crackers are stating how they honestly feel. Okay, later for this illusion of inclusion. And then, as you know, down there in South Carolina, old Hyde and Biden would not let black pro folks speak. They pretty much had told them for all practical purposes, if you ain't talking about integration and yassa bossing and ass scratching and still sitting at a fucking lunch counter begging for a damn cup of coffee, they don't want to hear from you. So fuck Biden, fuck the NAACP. And I hate to have to say that, is because because what they did was incredible. They should have let those young people speak. They should have let the young brothers and sisters speak who came in there orderly and what have you. But, you know, they're a bunch of sycophants. You know, they on the payroll. They sold us down the toilet, you know, more times than one. And also, too, and this is the more reason to establish the new Africa Republic. And then also, too, black family, we've got to take control of our own agriculture, okay, is because these GMOs that they're putting in this shit through Monsanto and all that, of how they have fucked up the total San Joaquin Valley with that shit, is because, as we all know, when spores blow off of plant life, right, they're going to land miles away on other farms. And what happens is that those farms have automatically, or the crops on those farms, have automatically became the product of Monsanto. So therefore, we get our black youth more entrenched into the sciences and what have you for our very survival. Also, to advocate it, go on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and I still advocate it. We need to control our own professional sports leagues, mainly basketball, football, and baseball, is because it wasn't for black talent, they would not enjoy these enormous profits that they have. You see what I mean? Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Candace Owens, America's biggest dead wench, and I do not mean no disrespect, you know, to the ladies present, is because the women here present are ladies of quality, okay? And then on top of it as well, too, Sheikha Mom, am I getting any feedback?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on, let me correct it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, how about now?
You're loud and clear.
How about now? Yes, sir. Okay.
Still,
all right.
Clear.
So what it
very
is.
Clear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you deal in business with T-Mobile or what is that there? Yeah, T-Mobile, shut your subscriptions. Go get you another carrier for your phones. It's because they prevent us from calling in to our black platforms, okay? It's because these Chinese are in cahoots with these individuals. And then the U.S. is going over there trying to send their ambassadors once again to bullshit our people on the continent. Oh, well, you need to get with the U.S. and what have you, and we need your help against China. Okay, another thing. The Chinese have gone militaristic. Okay, let's just be real about it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Gandhi, you know, who was talking that shit over there that Dr. King patronized himself off of, throw all your pictures and all his quotes and take them and throw them down the toilet, because Gandhi was an avid racist, okay, because he was only looking for rights in Azania for his people and not our own. Vivek Ramaswamy, you are a punk, and your sorry ass is welcome to call into Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this Tuesday at 6 p.m. in the Pacific, 9 p.m. in the East, and the number to call in is 516-418-5996. And T-Mobile, everybody, you know, who has a podcast, discontinue your usage of them because they want to charge you for calling into your own podcast, and we already are going out of our pocket with this, okay? And then the graveyard down in Florida where old Ron DeSantis is the governor. Now, 4 days ago, this chump was sitting up here talking about how he hates the dump and spitting on the dump and what have you. Now, one thing about the dump that I do respect, here's a cracker, here's a racist. Family members were members of the Ku Klux Klan, but at least this no good lying sack of shit is telling you how he honestly feels. And then from those from Los Angeles are familiar with this term. Never apologize for how you honestly feel. So with this sack of shit expressing of how he honestly feels, then it's quite obvious of what we need to do. Tear up your damn voter registration card for the Democratic Party. These Democrats have been picking our pockets for the last 60 years, all the way back to the days of JFK, because as we all know,
is that traditionally black people had voted Republican because allegedly Lincoln had freed the slaves. And keep in mind, Lincoln did not free the slaves due to humanity. Lincoln freed the slaves is because he did not want to bust up the Union, is because you had an agricultural economy versus an industrial economy. Also, too, emphasize more programs, you know, for youth sports, you know, to take away, you know, our young men from going up here, going to prison, you know, for the majority of their lives and things of that nature right there, is because there is a definite connection between the school to prison pipeline. You see what I mean? Homeschool your children if you can. Get them up out of these damn public indoctrination centers where they're being fed a whole bunch of prepackaged bullshit, and then they want to sit up here and push an agenda that a man can go out here and call himself a woman, and that there is an insult to womanhood for the simple fact a man cannot menstruate, a man cannot ovulate, he cannot bear children, and I don't give a damn of what type of surgeries that he's having. So what is these dudes supposed to do, bear a child through the crack of his rectum? Give me a damn break. I yield.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Yes, sir, you're cracking it open tonight, Brother Shabaka. And we're just going to go straight down the line here. We have a 626 online, a 628, excuse me, 628 at 477. You're live on Black Power Radio with Brother Shabaka, Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, and the staff. And we're happy to have you tonight. And how are you at 628?
Hello, Felicia Adams. Hello, can you guys hear me?
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi,
loud and clear.
It's Tanisha Adams calling in.
Amazingly clear.
In
come
California.
On.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm with FHC with Truth Bay,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on here with Sherry. So I'm just listening in.
Oh, we're certainly happy to have you on board at Black Power Radio too. We're celebrating the life and the times and legacy of the Honorable Queen Mother Viola Plumb. She's a black activist of New York. You know any research on her? You know her?
I'm learning about her, and I know that she's a D12, and I'm really with the movement right about now, and just working underneath the orders of Dr. Truth Bay and Ms. Sherry Settles. So she'll be on the line coming up soon.
Well, we're happy to hear that. Certainly, all of these associates and Viola Plummer was under a certain form of duress from running an operation at the city council and still working in the community to make sure certain things go a certain way. And then the D12 movement is another whole ball of wax that, you know, she had to manage all these things. And you know, as a multitask, we must tip our hat and kufi to a woman as outstanding statesman, as well as there is some form of revolution there. And we again tip our hat and our kufi to all the revolutionaries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want a lot of prayer moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I want a lot of prayer
mm-hmm.
moving forward, because, you know, LA and Oakland, I believe, are the only two cities, I believe, that's certified to have a black New Africa Republic. And so I have to go on a ballot to certify the Oakland city along with Dr. True Bay for LA. So that's the movement I'm on now, and I have to get that paperwork in by the 3rd and get my 50 signatures and build my own working team. So I've been going crazy with that and making flyers, making sure everybody's filling out these links and surveys for the reparations and things like that moving forward. So I'm on Team No Sleep over here, so I'm just listening in while I'm working on flyers and trying to get things out. So it's Black Power,
okay.
And I'm with you.
Black Power, Black Power. And give us your name again, beloved sister.
I'm Tanisha Adams.
Yes, ma'am. Pleasure, pleasure. So, Sister Tanisha, you're yet another example of Viola Plummer, someone multitasking, working
so.
Between
and
the organizations and the networks to keep something going for we the people, to keep a light and an iron in the fire for us. So we certainly do tip our hats to all of our beloved
black women. I just got the information as of yesterday, so So I just got the information I'm doing. So you're walking the power to the gods, and I'm learning about them. I go to Geekies. I'm making a flyer for that. Even for the Million Women March coming up, I'm getting all this stuff together and building it up to help us move this along. So just put me in prayer, y'all. I'll be on every Power Talk Radio listening in, and that's what I'm here for.
And there you are.
And get the word out.
Three black women that are moving that movement. The sister Filet out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, activist that chaired, I think, the first Million Woman March, and now that movement is going international. So we thank Sister Filet for continuing, to not give up the fight and to fight for the black woman. And that's the nurture, that's the cultivation that will produce the next generation of leadership, of scientists, doctors, lawyers, musicians, athletes, performers, politicians, health and medicine, and there's a whole laundry list to back that, or to black that all the way to registered nurses and doctors. So it's just so much, such a broad paintbrush that Sister Tanisha, Sister Viola Plummer, Sister Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, Sister Crystal Muhammad, Sister Ya Santawa, and all of those sisters just working for black revolution. Let's just call it Black Revolution, Push the Path program, and all of that stuff will be successful.
We need to affirmate our birth certificates and everything, We got to affirmate all of our birth certificates. Our birth certificates have to get affirmated. We have to get all this going. We have to get everybody educated on reparations, what it means, and working power all together. Like, we got a lot of big movements.
Yes,
we got to track back our lineage, our tribes. We got to get it going and get everybody educated with what this means. We're going to earn, advocate reparations now. That's what
Black power. So we know regardless of land, label, or language, we agree on reparations. But with or without the reparations in hand, the black man, woman, and child is up to the fight, up to gaining monumental gains in 24. And that keeps the spirit of the movement alive when you do that frontline work as Sister Tanisha and Sister Crystal Muhammad, Sister Filet, and those names you hear repeatedly, Sister Yaa Santawa, Sister Janae, Sister Michelle, and all these comrade brothers on the front, Jimo K, and Brother Black Lightning, Sheikh Aliman Akbar, all those frontline players, Brother Shea, and the list just goes on and on and on and on. Brother Robert War Williams, and all of those great freedom fighters of this hour that don't mind taking an extra step. And when the devil jumps out of line, we can, bam, snap his neck or get him right back in line or boot him on board or take the traditional folding chair, of course, and crack him upside of the head.
Absolutely.
And we're still in the lab is still overdue on overtime coming up with the folding chair that's on the autopilot.
Absolutely.
And just bash the crackers and bash these Eurasians in the head with it. Begin to attempt to undermine the black people, then that chair will just go out there automatically and start whacking those no good bastards. So we got stuff for you. Not all a barrel of a gun. We still have the folding chair and many other inventions to black those up. In fact, we just might as well keep that thing with you, big brother and sister. All of the inventions that operate, that run the modern world, are the inventions basically of black men that were told they were so stupid, right? And were booted and under duress and no goddamn budget. What the hell?
Right.
Brightest man in the county.
Right.
They won't put a budget up because you're black. Oh, my.
Exactly.
Say something like, boom, chuck-a-lack. You about to comment on that, brother Shabaka?
Yes, sir.
We're coming at you, DeWalt. And we're coming to you 973. Just talk black to us about that. All of our inventions our backside. And then they have the nerve, the unmitigated gall, the actual nerve to deny die reparation. No, it's going to be unrest. No, it's going to continue to be a social problem. We said in no reparations in 23, why in the hell should we be voting in 24 and participating in the
exactly.
system? Because it's never put an ink stain up for the black man in 100 years. Oh, my, my.
It's a fact. And also, too, Brother Sheikh Imam Akbar, as you know, a whole lot of our inventions were stolen. One of them was the oil pump for locomotives by the brother's name, I believe it was Mr. McCoy, Mr. Elijah McCoy. Okay, it's because, you
the
know,
real
we were building that. Yes, sir, exactly. And that's where
that's
the
real
McCoy term comes from. Yes, sir. Okay, it's because, you know, when they was building that railroad, you know, from New York to San Francisco, they said they had the Chinese labor that built the railroads out in the West. But one damn thing they don't never want to give credit for of us building the Southern Pacific Railroad from Atlanta, Georgia, to Los Angeles, California. You heard of the old folktale of John Henry. You see what I'm saying? So a whole lot of our brothers have built a railroad. A whole lot of our intellectual property has been stolen. And then Hollywood, with his ratchetness, you know what I'm saying? And I do not mean no disrespect to any black woman on here or throughout the world. Excuse the expression, but I have to tell it. Like, as we all know, a lot of our black actresses, you know, were passed around with these white boys, you know, through Harvey Weinstein and what have you. Then they go out there to the San Fernando Valley, and excuse the expression, ladies, these ghetto gagging porno flicks, you know, with these slave traders and with these pedophiles and what have you. Well, you know, this will really help your career in Hollywood if you do this. And anybody from Los Angeles, California knows about that shit, but they call it progress. You know, once again, to degradate the black woman, once again, to degradate, you know, the black family unit, once again, to degradate the black male. Now, as we all know, when these raping, slave trading pedophiles was having Black Friday, where they were taking young black girls as young as 13, 14 years old, putting them up on auction blocks to be sold to these white boys where they can, quote unquote, go breed their own slaves, you see. So this is why when individuals come up there talking about, well, we're all the same. No, the hell we're not. Bring your ass out here to this damn Las Vegas desert, say, in about 6 months. And white people, I could prove my point to your ass in about, let's say, 35, 40 minutes. But what it is, though, white people, you got to leave your sunscreen at home. You see what I'm saying? And then when you start blistering and peeling like a snake sheds its skin, please leave some first aid type of advice for your condition, is because we're not going to do you like you do us. We're not going to leave you out there, you know, to fry and stuff like that and whatnot. We'll probably scrape your raggedy ass up, take you to a damn hospital and dump your ass over there. You see what I'm saying? Then we're done with you, because we are not the same and we should not be talking down on our legacy. Now, as far as Pan-Africanism is concerned, get rid of the damn colonialists and neo-colonialists off the continent of Africa. For the simple fact that there is where we come from. We had circumnavigated the globe probably about 1,500 years before some drunken, nasty-ass, filthy savage by the name of Columbus, who thought he was going east when in actuality this bastard was going west, and he's going to sit up there and land on another continent and call it India or what have you, calling the people Indias because the drunk bastard thought that he was going to India. As far as India and its caste system, kiss my ass, okay? It's because Kamala Harris, she's from there. Vivek Ramaswamy, they from there, and they would view black people there as untouchable. So fuck them also, and excuse my language because I'm talking black, speaking it real, is because this here is getting extremely dangerous for us black family. You see what I'm saying? And 2024 is going to perhaps be the most controversial election year since 1968. I yield for now.
Thanks for that input there. Fire everything up, Mr. Brother Shabaka's only. Brother Shabaka can fire it up at this hour. We're going to go down to 973 and see what they're talking about.
No,
at 973-760.
What did you just say? Black Power. What did you get? What did you just say before?
Say it one more time. Someone spoke into the mic. Is that 973 or?
No, I'm saying when did John McGill change is about you going down south, you going back to Florida.
Mm-hmm. In Florida, he was talking about a Fort Mac deal. It's MCDILL. Fort Mac deal,
right,
is the place for an Air Force base. And what they have done, and use a clever tactic,
no,
was again cover some black, black graveyards. I'm coming right back to the mic. What they were clever enough to do was to put a black graveyard. You know, and they would put their base, their army base, on the grave. They've discovered hundreds of graves down there, and hundreds of graves that they just gloss over it because it's a black graveyard. And build their fort anyhow, in our sacred property, and it's a violation of human rights. And we need to get on all these graveyards, such as Tulsa, Oklahoma graveyard. They built them a stadium, a baseball stadium, right on the graves of our people, with no regard for the human life, no regard for the human sentiment, or preserving our archives or anything on that level. We regarded as inhuman somehow. And you just do a drive-by there. Those folks are not going to do nothing. It's just a disregard for our human content is what pisses me off with the opposition. And I've stayed pissed off. He never stopped cracking the whip, and I've never taken my foot. I got a size 12 foot, and I've never taken it out of a cracker's behind. I'm just saying. So we're going to reach out there. 773, are you there at 973? If not, we know that 336, we know 336 is live, and 336 is live. We're talking about a tribute to the Honorable Queen Mother Viola Plummer, a black activist of New York. I worked with Charlie Byrne, the city council. Charles Byrne was a Black Panther, city councilman of New York, and they did many things to aid and assist black people over the years. And we're just happy about that situation. If not, 336, Brother K. DeWalt. Kevin,
well, I thought you said you needed to move down.
Okay, 73 is right there with us. 973. Are you there? Mm-hmm. I can hear the sister speaking. Is that 973 talking? 973?
No, I didn't say anything about you. I think that's where you need to be, especially you're happy at. Because you're not happy. You're not happy here, and you're not happy with me.
Mm-hmm.
No, so why are you staying?
You know you're live on Black Power Radio?
So why are you
staying?
And we're talking about Viola Plummer
right
now.
Who's that on here?
Who is? Let me say it one more time. At 973, were you talking?
Because you don't want our relationship.
973, mute your phone, please. 973, mute your phone.
And then 973 is done. Okay, we got on our 336 is live. 336, we got K. DeWalt. You can talk black to us from all the Carolina update. K. DeWalt is the man. Talk black to us, K. DeWalt.
Already. Black power, black power. Can y'all brothers hear me on Black Power Radio?
Yes, sir.
You're loud and clear over here. And you're live on Black Power Radio.
What's up? Brother Shabaka put it on for us tonight, brother. Especially when he was talking about the brothers or the sisters trying to get their children to go to a homeschooling and get out that criminal social engineering school that they got in this public schooling, you know. So I did want to check some of the things that the brother was saying out. Now, I know we're doing a tribute to one of the Queen Violas. If I said that right, I don't want to mispronounce the sister's name. But tonight I just really wanted to go in.
Carmen Sister Empress Queen Mother Viola Plummer, V-I-O-L-A, very simplistic name, Viola Plummer. And she's an activist of New York City. Some call it New York, of course. But nevertheless,
yes, sir.
That's our sister.
Yes, sir.
And her dedication and multitasking evolve things for black people at the December 12th. We call it the D12 movement and so forth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, we send our condolences out to the sister and their family. And, you know, we say that with black love and black unity. And one of the things that I did want to mention while I was talking on Black Talk and giving, showing the love that I love for black people, I just want black people to just to realize some things. You know, I had to read a book one time, and the book was by Dr. Umar Johnson. And this book was a great book. This book, hands down to me, you know, you can name it. He's a great spokesperson, a great advocate, in my opinion, and one of the most relevant brothers that I've seen in this generation, both mainstream and underground, you know. I've grown to have a great respect for Dr. Umar. And the reason why I'm this, because he have a willingness not to allow his masculinity to be disrupted by this enemy, which is an enemy of black people. Now, most of us might not know this because a lot of us don't understand the layers of how white people think. And once you start understanding the layers of how white people think from a psychological standpoint and a social standpoint and an economic standpoint, then you can realize that there's structural racism going on here. There's a lot of structural racism. And what we need to do in order to combat this structural racism is to bring the unity together and have us a multi-divisional, action-packed, real army put together that's on front line to protect and love the ones that's out here doing this work. Because we need you all. And black people need to realize that the sisters and brothers that's out here putting their line on the life, we got to be their backbone. We got to be the ones that's put our life on the line in order to make sure that they're protected, because they're doing this for the will of God. They're doing it for the righteous reasons. And we need to honor that. We must honor that. But on the footnote, I want to know that this brother, Dr. Umar Johnson, great scholar. He's a school psychologist. He was the first one book that I read in order for me to put my mind in a state of getting out of being just a black face with a white mind. He allowed me to understand that the structural things that's going on in these schools, and if you're ignorant, especially if you're black, since some of us want to be known as either black or African-American, which none of those things are identification to us. But when we're ignorant and we don't know, we allow our kids to go in and get brainwashed by the same system that turns around, right, and we go out and go through their corporations and pay right back into it and socially engineering us to damage ourselves. Exactly.
We have to take a major look at this. This is serious, brothers and sisters. This ain't nothing to play with. We got to put this thing out. And matter of fact, I'm a Black Panther, and I'm going to put it down for the Black Panther Party. We're going to do this the right way. I know the sisters and brothers are serious. I know this is a network of brilliant and excellent people, and that's what I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of brilliant people who's doing the right thing for black people. So if you don't have this interest of doing the right thing for black people, stay away from black people.
Right.
Good teaching. You know, and that we also have
Black Power, brothers and sisters, because I want to go in so deep, but it's just something that I just want to allow our brothers and sisters to understand, because this white man is not going to allow us to gain power if we don't unify, and he's going to kill us on all levels.
Right.
But see, we got fire in our hearts now, so we're not afraid of death.
Exactly.
And it's a new day for the black man, woman, and child.
Yeah.
Black power.
Always.
Black power.
Always.
Yes, sir. We got two more ready. Did you want to comment on that, Brother Shabaka?
Yes, sir. I agree with everything what that brother there is saying, and Dr. Umar, who's a very, very heavenly, very heavy scholar, you know what I'm saying? We have had him on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, I believe, in season two. But check our archives, you know what I mean? And also,
yes,
too, I want to reach out to Dr. Umar Johnson, is because he did hang up on our show. But let me explain the circumstances. Our co-host, the one and only Mad Dr. D, he transitioned about 2 years ago, and Mad Dr. D was a stroke victim, and his speech was impaired at times. You see what I'm saying? And so Dr. Umar hung up on us, and I'm just letting Dr. Umar know that we don't have no ill will towards you, but please understand Mad Dr. D. Okay, it's because without Mad Dr. D, the podcast about this Black Experience Enhanced would not have been possible, okay? Mad Dr. D had all his children by one woman. Mad Dr. D, his second born, is a PhD scholar in law, and I hope to get her on our platform as well, too. And a very gifted child, you see. And then it's very imperative that the Black father stays in the Black home, you know, to guide mainly the girls, you know, and upcoming to being proper young ladies. You see what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
And then that cesspool called Los Angeles, California, not wishing no ill will on anybody. I recommend the whole Black community up out of Los Angeles County, the whole state of California, out of Alameda County, you know what I'm saying, Oakland included, and San Francisco, is because it might shake off into the ground. They're doing too much experimentation over there. You got that damn Silicon Valley over there, headquartered over there, Facebook, YouTube, and what have you. And something very, very disturbing that I saw on a YouTube video, and I'm not getting off topic right here. They had a dude that made a video talking about going up to this straight man, asking him if he was gay. The dude said, yeah, that he was gay. Then talking about other activities, you know, in that lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? And he was saying is that this was a joke. Your manhood is something that you do not joke about. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, I want to give a shout-out to that individual who was incarcerated with that savage Derek Chauvin for slicing that no-good bastard up, you know what I'm saying, for the murder of George Floyd. And George Floyd was murdered. I don't give a damn what that court system said right about right there. That man could not breathe. Derek Chauvin murdered that man. And then on top of it, Derek Chauvin, you know, was applying various pressure points to him to maximize his weight on that. Brother Che and Krumah and myself, we had looked at the video at least 25 times, and Mr. Floyd expired right after the 9-minute mark, saying that he can't breathe and he went limp. And then when they brought the ambulance out there, noticed that the ambulance did not have a siren on. And then they still had Mr. Floyd handcuffed, and they put him on a gurney, and you could quite obviously see that Mr. Floyd did expire. So our hearts go out there to Mr. Floyd's family. And then you get these haters of him. Well, he was high on fentanyl, and it was the drugs that killed him and all that bullshit. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when somebody insults your intelligence, okay, that's worse than spitting on you. It's because they want you to think up there to believe this prepackaged garbage. You see what I'm saying? I want you to ignore facts that are clearly before you. And that's Ron DePantis, that governor of Florida. They need to vote his ass out and the dump. As in human shit, I hate to say, is going to be your next president, because these Democrats don't mean us no damn good. When the Democrats were sitting up there having old Sleepy Joe up there talking South Carolina, boy, Dylann Roof went in there and murdered 9 of our people, and old Sleepy Joe and his crew and Warlock and them did not want, you know, the people there outside who was protesting about that we need reparations. You're going to bring free Palestine over there. Okay, great, fine, beautiful. But when it comes to the subject of reparations, black family, we need to keep our eyes on that prize and stay focused. It's because, let's face it, black man and woman, white America does not love us. They hate us and they despise us simply because they cannot be us. I yield.
Black power. And I'm here to tell you that those guys with that whole Biden and all of Jesse James, Clyburn, and their crew have never put an ink stain up on any form of bill or legislation for us. We the people over the last 100 years, it's clearly the history is clear. We don't have to make any form of smear campaign to point out the fact that no one has acted on our behalf in the last 100 years.
Exactly.
As I go back to the topic. Oh, yeah, Dr. Truth Bay is ready. She can comment on that, Los Angeles. Right behind her will be Black Lightning and another call at 301-832. Just hold your horses. We're going to come to you right after. Open for two co-hosts, and one of those co-hosts is, of course, our beloved sister and our National Minister of Justice, a brilliant woman in her own right, just doing all types of activism work across the nation, around the world, fighting for Haiti, and she's going to give you a few clues as to who the real Dr. Viola Plummer is and giving you some more updates. Dr. Critical Truth Bay, Black Power, Power to We the People, and welcome to Black Power Radio, your co-host for the evening, Dr. Truth Bay. Thank you for joining us tonight. And Black Power.
Something went wrong with the mic. She was there a second ago. And we're going to kick this thing live and see what is it going to take. Let me see.
Dr. Critical Race Truth, you may have pushed mute twice. May need to push mute one more time. Okay. Okay. I may have the wrong one in the queue. Dr. Brian is here. The BAM movement. I pulled one doctor for the other doctor. But Dr. Brian, and we call him our friend, Brian Franklin, is on the line live, and he can give you that update on Los Angeles and maybe a reflection or two on the Honorable Sister of Viola Plummer of New York. Welcome, BAM, Dr. Franklin. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Hey, what's going on? The King of Power. I appreciate you, and you are welcome to the party. Purely BAM number one.
So glad to have you in, as a coach. You're going to have to co-host now until Truth Bay gets back, because you took her doctor's handle for the night. So come on in, and we'll get both of them and Black Lightning right behind them and 301 right behind them. So give us your update. Brian Franklin hasn't been with us for a few weeks, but he's here tonight, and he can give us some updates on who we got. Professor Money Griff from L.A. All of, we need those updates from you and Black Lightning. Go ahead, sir.
In regards to the issues that our brothers shared regarding Los Angeles and Southern California, Northern California, I'm not qualified to respond to that, so I'm not going to respond to that. With all due respect, I like to respond to things that I'm extremely qualified to speak on. What I'm qualified to speak on is the homeless epidemic here in Los Angeles that is out of control. There is about 8% of the population in Los Angeles, plus or minus, depending on who you talk to, look like us, black people. And I am personally on Skid Row every week, either Wednesday or Friday. And the bottom line, Skid Row is an area in Los Angeles, for those of you that don't know, that is approximately 3.5-4 square miles. And it has a huge population of black people. There's approximately 10,000 people living on the street in Skid Row, plus or minus 1,000 or two. The numbers vary. We're going to have our newest count within the next 30 days. We'll get an update on the numbers. However, blacks represent around 8% of the population in Los Angeles and over 70% of the people that are living on the streets and on Skid Row are black people. So again, over 70% black, we represent 8% of the population. So bottom line, we say enough is enough. We're working very aggressively to address the problems and getting our brothers and sisters off the streets. And we have a movement that's called NoHomeless.net. Very easy to remember. Again, NoHomeless.net. You can see our works. We are working to eradicate. We appreciate all of the people, the nonprofits that have been feeding, clothing, and all the things that they've done for over 100 years. It is time to shut it down. We are aggressively involved in that movement. NoHomeless.net. I am Bam, and I am proud to be the Chief Technology Officer for the new BlackPantherParty.com. Again, the new BlackPantherParty.com. And the last thing I want to do, Brother Akbar, is I want to ask everybody listening, because if we don't take actions, we are just talking. Let's talk about actions versus talk, talk, talk. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to say this three times. I want you to text the keyword BAM to area code 323-451-5050. Again, text the word BAM. Get that mic if you can, Brother Akbar. I'm going to say it two more times. Text the keyword BAM to area code 323-451-5050. Again, the last time, text BAM to 323-451-5050. That'll get you in our Text Blast database so you can stay up on what we're doing, provided by one of our black-owned companies. That's called BlackTradeLines.com. We do black, we stay black, and we are bringing us into the black. Because when you go into the black when it comes to economics, you're doing real well. You want to stay in the black. I'm done speaking. Black power. Damn.
Black power, black power. And a strong black revolution to support the efforts of BAM and all of those working in the to keep that tech support going with the Black Revolution. Oh, my, my, my. We've got a Black Lightning that's out there on the front line, a co-host as well. And let's see if we can get him to the front line. And he's got an update for us as well from Washington to L.A. We bring Brother Black Lightning, our National Minister of Defense. Welcome to Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black power, black power. We are
always
saluting Sister Viola Plummer, great activist, passed on Martin Luther King birthday, as a matter of fact. Sunrise of February 16th, 1937. Wow, go way back to right now, January 15th. So God bless her soul, rest in power. And
absolutely.
I basically, you know, we appreciate all the works because the same spirit that lived in Sister Viola passed down from Harriet Tubman, you know, the same spirit that lived in Harriet Tubman passed down to our Minister of Justice, Truth Bay, you know. I was relating it to myself, but I'm related to the ladies right now, you know. Maxine Waters, all the great female activists, Fannie Lou Hamer, you know. And honestly, they haven't really been sisters holding the line like that. I mean, Truth Bay is a rarity in this time and age, you know. So it's like, you know, which is more important, the person who knows every tit and tittle or the person that's actually getting out here doing work? like, hey, and salute to Brother KD. Hurrah, man. I love what you said. I back him up on all of it. Another black revolutionary coming up in the ranks and going to be holding the line strong, too. So glad we kept that one away from the public. And so it's time to bring us all out together because, well, I'm going to keep it about the ladies, you know, because like, say, Sister Viola, you know, she is a great activist for the people. You know, I'm sitting there looking at a picture of her now, you know, smiling and happy, smiling down from the heavens above, you know. And that's what we need sometimes. We need a smile. We need to not hold your brothers and sisters to the fire, you know, so hard, you know. It's like, we don't like personally. Well, let me just speak for myself. We don't like Bolton. I mean, Biden. And we don't like Trump. Neither one of them.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
brother
neither one
about
of them.
Say,
damn
the
good.
Human dump.
As in
but
human
I'm gonna get
shit.
On
and I want to make that perfectly clear.
Perfectly clear. Black power, that part. But just saying that, we gotta hold. We gotta be better with each other. You know what I mean? Gotta be more forgiving with each other. You know what I'm saying? You can't. The Blackstone Rangers, the Deacons of Defense and Justice. You know, they started this type of thing. You know, for protection of our people, protection for the black folks. You know, it was about getting our voter rights. You know, when SNCC, the people from SNCC was down there getting lynched and thrown in the thrown in the rivers and tied down with anchors and stuff, so they sink to the bottom, you know. So it's like white and black. It was a white lady. She got lynched as well, you know. So
yeah, her name
like,
was Viola Luiso. Her name was Viola Luiso. Black Lightning.
Another Viola. How about
that?
Another Viola.
Yeah, Viola Luiso. She was from Detroit, Michigan. And the way I know this is that my mama had told me that is because I was a child in the 1960s. And she was a young white woman. And as you know, Dr. King, when he was doing his march, I believe the Selma March, they had to camp along the side of the road. So Viola Luiso, you know, she came down from Detroit and was helping Dr. King with provisions and what have you to sustain them. On
so
the side
like
of the road.
On the, like the people on the Underground Railroad, you know, we had to come through Viola. We had to come, we had to get the help of those Violas, you know?
Most definitely.
We couldn't just
most
travel
definitely.
In the daytime and sleep under a tree at night. I mean, we couldn't just travel at night and sleep under a tree in the daytime. We had to get the darkness of the night to cover our back so that we could make our escape on that Underground Railroad, you know? So it's like, if you're not, salute to those people that was on that Underground Railroad that did help us out. Salute to the John Browns out there that actually lost their lives for our cause, you know?
We recognize John Brown.
Yeah, he's an abolitionist from West Virginia, from Harper's Ferry, that took over the whole damn town with 50 slaves and said, we're not going to take it, you know? So some of the mountain men are not necessarily going to be with us, and some of them are not necessarily going to be against us. But we have to be for each other. That's the bottom line that I'm trying to get to. That's why I didn't want to go too far into, you know, who the people are. I'm trying to get to the bottom line, which is, it's like, golly, if I'm speeding down the road to help one of our people, and then when I get there, they look at me and say, the hell do you want? I'm like, I wanted to help, and I'm still wanting to help, regardless, you know. Like I saw this white lady, Karen, actually. I'm going to call her straight up Karen. Memoirs of a Black Panther. I'm up here. I see a Karen with a car crashed all up, crashed up big time. And I know where the body
Black
shop
power,
is.
Y'all.
The body shop of Black Power, there she is. Harriet Tubman in the reincarnated. What I was going to say is that when I was going to tell the lady where the body shop was, I walked up and she says, "Can I help you?" I'm like, "Can you help me?" "Hell no, you can't help me. I'm about to tell you where the body shop is, but never mind." You know, because if you want to ride down the street with your shit crashed up like that and you ain't got no front end, I hope they do to you what I thought they would knew they would do to me. Because they like, you cannot ride a car with no turn signals. You're going to have to pull that over, and we're going to call a tow truck. And while we're at it, let's do a little field sobriety, and let's do a little police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Like I say, the Blackstone Rangers salute. Crips, that would be Community Revolutionary and Progress, you know? The Bloods, we all got to come together under one formation, you know? One national
yes,
flag. The red, black,
yes,
and green. They can put the red
yes,
down, you can put the blue down. But as long as you mix that red with that black and green, that's what we're about.
Yes, sir.
You know, unity.
There's the blood
unity.
Of our people on this land. Yes, sir.
The unity is the only solution. You know, black revolution is the only solution. What is revolution? Complete constructive change. Shout out to
exactly.
Hashim and Zing. Rest in power, big brother. Every time I feel that boldness, it's already in me. He didn't give it to me. Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, he might have reinforced it when I was watching him way before I was a Panther. And he said, "Say it like you mean it, God damn it, black power." And I was like, okay,
yep.
I've been saying that's the only way I know to say it. Sorry. I'm like, yo, I can be in a field of Ritz and saltines, and I'm still going to say it like that, you know? And sometimes they look at me, too. I'm like, hey, don't stare at a panther too long because you're getting mauled. But I'm not trying to be there. I'm trying to
and if
make
I may
a point,
say Black Lives.
A point of love. A point of love before I forget, and then I'll let it go. A point of love. A point of reference. Point of reference. Love. Don't forget that thought now. But I'm gonna hang my guns up as they smoke on this one. We're not a hate organization. This ain't the Ku Klux Klan where they hate everybody that ain't white. If you're Chinese, they hate you. Mandarin, they hate you. Black, hate you. Homo, well, we ain't down with them either. But we're not going
right.
to let no harm come to no black person, period.
Right.
And it's about love. Of our people is the point I'm trying
yes,
to make.
Sir.
Love of our people. Because I do want to give a big salute and a big round of applause for our Minister of Justice. Because when I hear her telling the five duties of the Panther, off the top of her head, she's earned all the patches, all the respect, all the love, and I am a black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary.
Say it with me, y'all. I am
a black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary. I am
a black
revolutionary. And somebody put the cash app in there because I'm about to hang my guns up while they smoking. $77 Bakers. Pow, pow. That's a double tap. $77 Bakers. That's a triple tap. $77 Bakers. That's both barrels going off at one time, double tapping. So hit the $77 Bakers so that we can keep the black revolutionary train on tracks. And salute to all of y'all. Sister Truth Bay, Black Power, I'm on you. I'm glad you're on our team. I wouldn't hate to be on the other
black
side
power.
Of the revolution from you. Black Power.
For real.
Black power.
She's live. Okay. Okay.
Dr. Bay,
okay.
Chat.
And you'll be coming right after
Dr. Bay, get your mind right.
Viola Plummer. Yes. So we are going to speak a little bit about one of the most underrated civil rights activists walked this earth, Viola Plummer.
who was the chairperson of the December 12th movement. She had passed away on January 15th, just this last week. And, you know, the news of her death, you know, left a lot of people shaken, you know, but to each his own. We all have a time to go. But the legacy that Viola created with the December 12th movement and what she stood for, just to let you know, on the 3rd of January, just about 12 days before her death, the December 12th movement had pushed two agendas, two bills in New York State Assembly and the New York State Senate. These were the reparations now bills. So are we familiar with the reparations now bill, Black family? There are solutions that we've been fighting for aside from H.R. 40. Now, this reparations now remedy. Yes, sir. So this reparations now remedy, we're going to read a little bit about the New York State Senate bill. But we want to pay homage to activist and chairperson Viola Plummer and what she really stood for as far as her legacy. And so one of her most notable achievements, you know, was the Million Youth March. We all remember that took place in 1998. So when you see Khalid Muhammad, there's definitely some synergy with Queen Mother Viola Plummer. And she tirelessly uplifted the community, challenged the status quo. I mean, she was a vocal critic in the political establishment, and she never shied away from speaking truth to power. Does that sound familiar, Black family? How many ancestors did we know that continue to tirelessly fight for Black power, Black self-determination? We must always keep them abreast and hold them up.
There was not many. There's quite a few, actually, Dr. Bay. Quite a few.
That's right. Ashe. So,
yes, ma'am.
With our ancestors who are living and resting, we have to bear the burden of continue the work, and the work is just beginning. So we're going to tell you a little bit about how we can help continue not only Viola Plummer's work, but Reparations Now, D12 movement, and see where this Senate bill, 2146, went. Now, the December bill, aside from her activism for the Million Youth March, she was an advocate for the rights of the oppressed, not only in the United States, but around the world. And she traveled extensively. She built connections and was, I said, a very respected figure. And I think that on a day such as January 15th, where we honored the late Martin Luther King, that she made her transition. Oh, what a date for an ancestor to pass. In a specific time such as this. So we want to definitely next year not only celebrate Martin Luther King, but celebrate our beloved Viola Plummer, who was 86 years old at the time of her passing. So let's talk a little bit about this Senate bill. Ashe. So the Senate bill, as well as Assembly Bill 2416. Now this is a reparations bill that was introduced, Black family, on the 3rd of January, okay, so not too long ago. And it relates to the acknowledging of the fundamental injustice, the cruelty, brutality, inhumanity, and the slavery of those in New York City. Huh, confused, are we? So we're thinking, wait a minute, isn't that the North? So you mean to tell me that in New York, City, the state of New York, there was actually slavery? How many of us knew that there was slavery? Of course, yes. Some people think slavery only was a Southern thing. Oh, hell to the no. It was a nationwide thing. So
yes,
it was the North and the South benefiting from our Black blood, sweat, and tears, Black family. So I tell
you. Yes, ma'am.
Reparations come all the way around from every one of them, Republican, Democrat, Independent. We don't care who you are. Reparations
exactly.
Now, no reparations, no vote. That's just what it is. Yes, All right. So what does Senate Bill 2416 state? We're just going to read a little bit, but I do encourage you, Black family, to please Google it. New York State Senate Bill 2416. And this is the current reparations bill in the state of New York. So I think that Viola Plummer, our beloved Viola Plummer's passing, was just the brink of this passing in New York on the 3rd. I think that it was just saying, oh, your work is done. I think that's what the Most High was saying to Viola, was, yes, the reparations is a fight, and you are one of many soldiers that are putting down this gauntlet. And so when it passed on the 3rd, I believe she was making her peace with the Most High, giving her last goodbyes, and she made her transition in greatness. This is why I don't want us to do a drive-by. Not on this lady, Black family, not on this lady. So let's, on this day, give a little highlight of her life, but in January 15th of next year, let's make it big. And so we are going to partner up with the D12 movement and see how we can help the family members of Viola Plummer carry on this tradition of reparations.
Beautiful.
Now. So, Black family, now that this bill has been passed on the 3rd, what does it say exactly? And why is it so important for us to relate to it? So let me just read a few highlights of it. And it was introduced by Senators Brisport, Bailey, Brooks, Clear, Comrie, Coney, Hoyman, Sigai, Jackson, Liu, Myrie, Ramos, Rivera, Salazar, Senderos, Sepulveda, and Senator Serrano. So these are the key senators that pushed this motion to make it what it is. All right, so an act to acknowledge the fundamental injustice, as we said before, of the cruelty and brutality of slavery in the city of New York and the state of New York. And this bill is to establish a New York State Community Commission on Reparation Remedies. So, Black family, there's that bill. We don't have our sound effects today, family. We're traveling, so bear with us. We're just going to use our hand clapping or banging. You get the gist. This bill, right on, right on. Thank you for that background. All right,
I got
so the community,
you. I got you.
All right, all right. The Community Commission on Reparations. Now, this is what I want us to be very clear, Black family. We don't need another commission. Let me explain what we need right now. We need something such as a covenant or a contract, a reparations covenant. I think sounds more delightful, sounds more on point. A covenant which bears the truth of us, descendants of slaves with a distinctive history of building this country, right? We did not get a dime from anybody as of today.
Right.
So why are they continuing to put these studies, which is what a commission is for reparations, is nothing more, nothing less. It is a study. So what we want to do, this is why I want you, Black family, and we're going to actually revisit this bill, okay, a little bit on tomorrow's show. We're going to talk about the National Black Political Convention, a little bit of history of that, but we will carry on more conversation on this Senate Bill 2416. It is very important that we are politically knowledgeable, Black family. Very important that we are on the ball on current situations, because I tell you now that nothing else matters if we don't know the politics that are governing us or trying to oversee us. So this is a good point. Now, this bill that's just introduced, for us to look at it, go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and see what we need to remove or add to it. Remember, it is power to the people. It is not power to these local officials. So we have to get our hands dirty with this one. So this bill 2416, again, is a commission on reparation remedies to examine, and these are the exact words now, this is to examine the institution of slavery, subsequently de jure, and de facto racial and economic discrimination against people of African descent, and the impact of these forces on living people of African descent and making determinations regarding compensation and providing the repeal for such provisions upon expiration thereof. Now, I'm going to leave it right there, Black family. I'm not going to read anymore. I just wanted you to get a gist of this introduction. So I want to hear from you, Black family, from our panelists that's on here right now. How do you feel about what this bill that just been passed on the 3rd of January states concerning a commission to examine the institution of slavery? How do we feel about this bill that just been passed? Do you think it should be more, or do you think it's enough to start? As I just explained, we need them to cut the check, not a study, but I digress. So let's hear from you, Black family. What are your thoughts on this?
Black power, black power. All the panelists will get a shot at that particular question. We want to bring 301-831-832. You're live right behind Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. Bring it live from the Washington Metropolitan area at 301-832. You're live on Black Power Radio.
All right, yeah, I'm here. And Shabaka, you know who I am, a quick cup of ass. Thing that I'm saying, I don't really give a damn what them supremacists, honorary supremacists, all them white supremacists is doing as far as anything about a bill or whatever they doing. That's under their law, whatever they doing under their constitution. Oh, they sit around here and they say, yeah, but they can change it anytime. I have an idea. Does anybody want to hear my idea? These jokers do the same thing everywhere, everything else. You have ports in this country. Where are the ports at? The ports are in New York. We have them in Baltimore. We have them in California. We have them down there in Florida, whatever. We shut them ports off. It ain't about raiding no capital or building or whatever. And you know what? Them crackers ain't so what be it. But we get fearful about whatever. There's nothing wrong with, yes, utilizing their law against them on how we going to do it. But that's a whole nother program. While y'all want to do all the political stuff, no more picket signs. Nobody asking, anybody begging, no shit. It's time for us to start doing shit. Have an idea. Yeah, because if we can't get nothing, them motherfuckers can't get shit. And that's the bottom line. They use their rituals on us. They're taking our history, our African culture that goes way past a Black Panther Party or anything else, and it goes past voodoo. It goes all the way up, dealing with Kemet. Do you not understand that them motherfuckers putting rituals? Look at that a documentary on Sam Cooke. They did rituals, and they got rituals on us now. Do you know that D.C. is under an order right now for boiling water? They are constantly poisoning us, so they are slowly killing you. Do you not understand that? All this stuff or whatever, yeah, get a team or whatever y'all want to do. But it's time for us to take action right now. We got to shut them motherfuckers down. If we can have, they can have. And we can do it everywhere. Texas, California, Michigan, everywhere else. Shut them motherfucking ports down. Them bitches can't bring no ships in there or whatever. We have our guns. It's legal. It's not about no goddamn Huey Newton or however gone. It's legal. NRA, motherfucker. That's a constitutional right. You want to talk about Constitution. You want to talk about Bill of Rights. What about our rights that we're supposed to have right now? And we still over there talking about what they doing new. Them motherfuckers don't do nothing new under the sun. Just literally utilize what we have right now to our advantage and stop them motherfuckers every which way they go. And we have to. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of begging. Begging who? And you talking about a white man, get the fuck out of here. The last devil I seen was in a cracker. He was a motherfucker, looked just like you and me. So the thing is, it's not even about that. We have to go back in our history. You talk about Umar Desert. That nigga was smart enough to try to do some IFA because New York was getting on his motherfucking ass about that money. And it goes back to that 5% nation. We don't sit back here and wait for them motherfuckers to give a shit. And we have a coalition. But it's the point that we are caught up in all this other bullshit. And that's exactly what it is. Bullshit. We have bigger things to talking about reparations. Reparations on what? The land is already ours. Didn't they already tell you already? What the fuck is that shit with Abraham Lincoln, his gay ass, and everything else? You know what I'm saying? He gay. Damn Biden is a fucking fag. Obama is a fucking fag. You know, then you want to talk about women or however, whatever. We are the women because we got that mitochondria cell that goes in us with that melanin. You don't come out of dick. You come out of a pussy. What are you talking about? They're homos. They talked about Bush, but I'm going to tell you, that son Bush, he ain't gay. The rest of them motherfuckers gay. Trump is not gay, but they talking about gay whatever. All he did was put the word out. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker did something for a veteran, right? I don't see no black person going over there talking about being a veteran. And then on top of that, there's reasons why people can't do that. I just want to say this. Congratulations to myself. I'm officially a college grad and got a motherfucking trade from Norfolk State University. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology. It's about being humane. And that goes all across the board. So if we want to do something, we shut off the port. That's what we do right now. Let's organize that.
Black power.
Okay.
So we want to do this. We're going to go black to your question, Dr. Critical Truth may get the whole panel. Everyone on here gets to comment on the question. We want you to put the framework up and get the whole concept, a comprehensive concept of your question through Dr. Critical Truth Bank, Black Power, and we all get to respond one by one on the questions of our National Minister of Justice. Black Power.
Black Power.
Is she there right now? Okay.
Yes, Black Power. Sure.
Black Power. Thanks. Go ahead and drop your question with some framework as well. Go ahead, Black Power.
Yes, so we were discussing specifically on New York State Senate Bill 2416. And this bill relates to the acknowledgement of the fundamental injustice, the cruelty, brutality, and inhumanity of slavery in the city of New York and the state of New York. And it establishes the New York State Community Commission on Reparations. That's the key word I want us to think about, Black family, the commission on reparation remedies to examine the institution of slavery, subsequently to de facto and de jure racial and economic discrimination against African Americans. The impact of these forces on living African Americans and make recommendations on appropriate remedies provides the repeal of such provisions. This is the exact terminology of New York State Senate Bill 2416 that December 12th movement has been pushing under reparations now. This is also in collaboration with the other bill, which is assembly bill. It's an assembly bill, A9435, which is a similar language. But the question on this table, Black family, is do we think that this Commission on Reparations Bill is a positive step in the direction of getting us closer to reparations, or is it another delay and deny tactic? This was just passed on January 3rd, 2024 by a dozen senators, and for what I interpret this bill to be is, again, another study case
of building a team of people to sit and discuss, tally, or record the slavery abuses or injustices with the people in that area. Now, this is what's happening nationwide, is that every state is considering, or if they don't have one already, have a commission on reparations. Now, the state of California, we had our reparations commission into law 2 years ago. This was signed in by Governor Gavin Newsom, and it's called AB 3121. And we had 2 years, 9-member committee mission, including Senator Stephen Bradford, Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer, and then you had Councilwoman Montgomery Stepp as the politician that was part of the California Task Force reparations. Now, what happened at the end of June 2023, this past year, the Reparations Commission ended with an 1,100-page report that stated the next steps would be to create a Freedmen's Bureau agency. Now, the Freedmen's Bureau was the agency that was established after slavery ended for the descendants of slaves. They were supposed to take care of their housing, medical needs, land issues, anything concerning freed slaves. That's what it was. And that is what we are proposing that needs to be established is the Freedmen's Bureau agency. Not another commission, not another study, but we need an actual committee so when reparations do come down, that this body will be responsible for paying out and cutting the check. And that's the step that I think we need to take. But I want to hear from you, Black family, because this bill is currently active, it's new, and it has plenty of time for us to put input or to even to write and support in favor of moving with a commission. Or if we oppose to a commission, then we need to have a Freedmen's agency to cut the check. Let me hear from you, Black Family. What's your thoughts on Senate Bill 2416? Is it a plus for us in the right direction, or is it another delay and deny tactic? Black Power.
Okay. Black Power. Always. If I may say, Dr. Bay, it could be a combination of both. It's because on the Reparations Commission, there in the state of California, ma'am, which I have witnessed, and our co-host at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, Brother Chan Crewman called in, I'm seeing a whole bunch of OTBs up here on this commission. What do I mean by OTBs other than black? Okay, they don't have no business putting their nose in our business. It's because when they go out there and deal with their self-interest, they simply do not consult us. Gavin Newsom, being the governor of California, has a tainted past. As you know, that is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. He was up there when he had locked down California. He was up there in the Napa Valley at one of his wine groves celebrating his wife's birthday and what have you. And then Gavin Newsom himself has a tainted past, which was reported in the San Francisco newspapers, is that he was the campaign manager of a friend of his who was running for mayor of San Francisco, and Gavin Newsom was having an extramarital affair with this man's wife. And to me, a man like that to betray another man calling himself his friend to enter into an extramarital affair with his spouse or his significant others is downright low quality and low morals. So therefore, what I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, put pressure on the state of California on the reparations issue is to get them OTBs off of that commission, is because the only thing that them OTBs, meaning other than black, is going to divert from the essence and from the necessity of us presenting our cases for reparations. And then on top of it, for all... Yes, ma'am. And then for all you all-inclusive illusion, Kamala Harris's supporters, she is a woman of low quality. It's because she was 30 years old, had an extramarital affair with then mayor of San Francisco by the name of Willie Brown, and Mrs. Brown divorced Mr. Brown, you know, for infidelity as well as she should have. He was 60 and she was 30. Now you
tell me. Okay, now, this morally bankrupt society called the United States of America, it is morally bankrupt at any time that you sit up there and have the police murder a 12-year-old child by the name of Tamir Rice and not prosecute them. You see, something is wrong. Same thing would happen in Ferguson, okay, is when Darren Wilson gunned down Mike Brown and then just left him out there uncovered in the street for 4 hours to show the example. And then on top of it, white folk had went together and put a GoFundMe page for Darren Wilson, giving him $12 million. So you see the bounty, ladies and gentlemen, on the runaway slave now. You see the bounty on it now. Kill an unarmed slave, you get rewarded. Just like what happened with Mr. Philando Castile there in Minnesota. And I'll never forget the day when that woman, Diamond Reynolds, had the strength to broadcast it live because I saw the live feed on it. And when Ms. Reynolds was in court and finally broke down, what did she say? She says, where are you black men at? Can't you see that they are assassinating us? And this is why I defecate and urinate on that institution called Hollywood in Los Angeles, California. I lived there for more than 40 years, so I think that's my credential to crumb bum on those bums. You see, paying black actors and actresses only like about 10% of what the Peckerwood makes. Stealing ideas from Oscar Mashore. Stealing ideas from Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee. Stealing ideas from Harry Belafonte and Dorothy Dandridge. Oh, and then not to mention, no disrespect to the sisters, memory, Ms. Michelle Nichols, who played on a television series called Star Trek, where she was seen Gene Roddenberry. Okay, so what does that tell you about Hollywood? Develop our own institutions of filmmaking and the arts. Tell our own story. You know, quit scratching our ass, going up here talking about we need approval, you know, from our oppressor to tell our story. So most definitely, all of this and then some is the reason why we need the reputations. Later for the nonsense, cut the damn check. I yield.
I say enough Negro stuff, and that's where we have to go on this. The 2416 that's in the HR or in the House of Representatives talking about a partnership to get a grant on the HR side. I'll look at the other side of it, but this is just in the short, an attempt to bypass or an attempt to do a drive-by on our issues. And then sidebarred with political rhetoric and a partnership to make studies of our health and to go in a partnership for trauma readiness and do a grant to us if we are found on the land to be, again, with certain damages. The area of punitive damages is what part of that bill examines. And we want full and complete reparations, and they want to give you a fraction of what you're standing for and what you're demanding at this hour. I'll yield the mic and allow you, but I have like pages and pages of documents on this stuff. But let's rock and roll with give me that Nick's mic. Nick's at the mic. Who wanted to comment, Nick's? We had California, you, and we also had the 301-832. All of you all are capable of commenting.
Well, I want to comment right here with that. I don't have a problem as far as if everybody want to do paperwork and all that stuff. Yeah, so be it. But there is paperwork that already comes through because of that Homestead Act and also the bombs that they have put on our people. And I'm not just talking about Black Wall Street in Oklahoma. See, you know what I'm saying? We have Black Wall Street everywhere. Yeah, they had laid bombs. What about the bomb they turned around and put in Philadelphia? Anything like that? I'm just saying that we have to be more aggressive and assertive. You know, that's the same thing they say, oh, you're too assertive. You can't do this, that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm tired of sitting around here putting the sign up and compromising or whatever. I'm just saying. Brothers and sisters, this is what I'm saying. The law is going to be the law, however, we already know that we under another jurisdiction. They already didn't been honest with you talking about who they are. They never change their tactics or anything else they do. And then it's up to us as the gods that we are within inside of ourselves. Because I'm telling you, they're using ritual. I'm going to tell you, they are. And it ain't no spiritual thing. Look, they utilize our stuff. We are the original scientists. We are the original naturalists. We are the original everything when it comes to time all together. And you already know. You know what I'm saying? They try to castrate you. They want to fuck you in your ass. They want to do all kind of stuff to you. They even want to take your penis and put it in a jar. And they still want to do it now. What is that when it comes with transport of organs, everything else? They taking over the area as far as trying to be like the black woman. The thing is all this and that. My thing is that it's time for us, regardless of whatever. We already know these motherfuckers owe us, right? So what? Let's take over the borders. Isn't that what they did to us? Matter of fact, that land over there is ours too, by the water. Let's take over the borders. Take over the borders. If we can't get nothing in, then motherfuckers can't get nothing in as well. And then even about that, you can use paperwork, and I can show you, even looking at as far as the verbiage or whatever, we have domains everywhere. We do. It's about, the, you know, you can't have the fear, you can't have this and that, and I am down. We got California, Texas, Florida, goddamn New York, South Carolina, going all the way up to Canada, did not them priests of indigenous go up there and talk to the motherfucking Pope. Come on. We have to stop using excuse or however or whatever over and over again to say something. But it has to start where? The foundation where you have your feet on. What's your ancestors saying? You said you're going to start the fight where you got your feet on. Yeah, we right here in D.C., but right there in Baltimore. And we have to think about that. We're thinking about so much. Oh, somebody got to look a certain way. Or they got to act a certain way or whatever. It don't even matter. Do you know they have melanin on the stock market? Look at it now. Look at the stock market. Melanin is making a good money on there. How can you have melanin on the stock market when melanin is not man-made? But they can put you on the stock market? That's because they're harvesting your organs. Come on, man. And you're going to sit over there and talk about a motherfucking bill? Do you not know we're in motherfucking war, man? You don't see the war that's going on? Look at your children. Look at where that's going on. We're in a war. And you want to talk about a bill? We don't need no bill. We need to start out. We got to fight.
Black power. And with that said, we have our Empress of New York, the Honorable beloved Sister Queen Mother Empress of Brooklyn and Harlem. Sister Ya Asantewa is with us on the issue of Viola Plummer and the issue of just the challenge of New York and reparation at this hour. I want to welcome our beloved Sister and Queen Ya Asantewa, Black Power.
Black Power. I'm honored to have the opportunity to speak on this legendary radio. I've had some death in my family in Alabama just a few days ago, so I'm a little slow getting up to speed with Queen Mother Viola Plummer. I met Viola Plummer, I think it was in 89. I gave birth to my second daughter, and we had issues at this school of Ali McCree had videotaped the devil's having our baby eat off the floor. So she said, I know who to get. Plummer. I said, well, I didn't know her. That was, I think, in 1989. And so we got my old plumber to come to the church. We invited the devil to come, the principal, Mr. Costa. He came. He had no idea who my old plumber was. And so he was saying, you know, we're going to get new books and we're going to do this and that. And he says, you know, I'm ready to go. I have to go. My old plumber told me, sit down. And I went and blocked the door so he couldn't get out. And he had to endure and the threats that we put on them. They, I forget the other guy said it to his name, but they got our children new books. They got their child off the floor. That was a part of the punishment. That was just me getting to know who Viola Plummer was. And then, of course, when we did the 125th vendors, Association of Study by Giuliani, and they called in the, they had those war machines down by the waters that if we didn't leave, they didn't go bring another force to come in and move us. And so I went to Harriet Tubman School where Viola Plummer was meeting there, she was with his Lombay brass and all that. I went there to ask for help. Because we needed some conscious people to help us in that fight. And Viola Plummer and the sisters, they fought with us all the way through. In fact, there were days when they got there before we got there on that front line. Those, today, is over 20-some years, those vendors have been on the street and able to feed their families. And the beautiful part about this is these are people from all over the world, the African world. So when we had that victory, we had a victory of feeding our people all over the world because they were not forced to move because we weren't going for it. We had 8 casualties in one day to save a black business on 125th Street. So there's blood up there. And Viola Plummer was there when we went through that tragedy, that massacre. She was right there with us. When we had Khalid Muhammad in the Million Youth March, she was there. December 12th movement was instrumental in making sure that took place. Of course, the New Black Panther Party and Lula Shabazz and Hashim Zia and others was there, but she's always been there. And she was never afraid. She reminds me of Nzinga. Nzinga was not invited to this meeting. And they didn't want her to the table. They wouldn't give her a chair. So her soldier got on his fours and she used his back for a seat and she sat to that table. That's how Viola Plummer was. Viola Plummer did not take no shit. She did not back down from any fights. She was like the mother of the Black Revolution here in New York City. When you needed backup, you can call on December 12th movement, Viola Plummer. And I remember there was Sonya Bulgita Carson and others. But now they all have passed on. So, you know, we have to dry our tears and keep fighting because the mission is not completed. And whoever was just saying, talking about a bill in New York City, I mean, really, we are going to have to, Khalid Muhammad said, we're going to have to take our reparations. We need to meet around how we can take our reparations. Not around how the cracker going to sign a bill and say they're going to give it, set up a commission. And then this year go another 400 years. We have got to do better than this. And so many of us on these Zooms and Facebook, no damn boots on the ground. The boots got to be on the ground. And these ones are talking about professional. You got to be professional. Malcolm said, the revolution is bloody. It's dirty and it's grimy. And you can't go there with your Sunday suit on. And that's something I remember Viola, she was training me and how to hold a line, how to hold a rally. and what to do when you break it down, when you finish, and how you get out, you know, without being harmed. These are things that I learned from it. I learned so much. In fact, my born day, a couple of years ago, I was a wounded soldier. I was just beat down, lost about four or five comrades. And, you know, and then I just became only a footnote in the history of something that I should have been spoke about many times in the book, but I was just a footnote. So I was a beat down soldier, and I needed somewhere to you know, get my strength back. Viola opened the door at the Jazz Cafe and let me come in with my family, and we were able to celebrate my born day. You know, many times when we fighting as revolutionaries, we take it for granted that, you know, we're not worthy. If we don't have a PhD or an MA, and we're not called doctor this or doctor that, and we're not professional, we don't get any recommendations, and we don't get any accommodations. We just look down on. But the foot soldier is the one that's really going to make a difference. You send the truck movement, Bob Lacuna was kicked up. And I can't forget about the Malcolm X shutdown. Every Malcolm X born day, I think it may be, my daughter's 36 now, so I think it's about 33 years, maybe more or less. But 125th Street, it shut down. I mean, those stores on 125th Street has to pull their shuttle that day to acknowledge the Honorable Malcolm X. And the leadership of the Civil 12th Movement and the chairwoman of Viola Plummer. So I say to myself, what are we going to do now? My sister has made a transition. Body is down, but the spirit is still up. What are we going to do? In the Bible, they talk about Elijah. Elijah wanted to get a double portion of Elijah. Well, I say, I wouldn't want to have a double portion of Viola Plummer, because she never backed down, and she always fought, and she fight, and then she's prepared to handle business. If it came to that. So this sister has not just talked the talk, not just got on Zoom and just talked the smack. In fact, I don't even know if she ever been on Zoom, because her boots was always on the ground. So how do we continue in this spirit? Reparations is on the front burner. You got to sign a bill. But how do you get an oppressor to sign a bill to set you free? He's never going to do that. I don't know who can really believe in that. We're going to have to fight. So many of us think, oh, well, we don't have enough guns. Like God said, if we get guns, they got bigger guns. But we could make a decision. They bleed us. Well, let's bleed them. Let's stop spending our money. Martin Luther King was able to do that. He was able to shut down the bus company. I ain't seen nothing shut down on that level since. We have to look at how we can take our reparations. We're trillions of dollars in consumer markets that don't belong to us. And this is what Viola talked about. Talked about how we have to give justice. She talked about liberation all the time. She was in Zimbabwe, I believe Namibia also. But we've gone to the United Nations to challenge the United Nations, to challenge the Negroes who had sold out in Zimbabwe. So she was an international freedom fighter, international warrior, and she must be honored. And the fight continues. See, people don't understand when you're a revolutionary, you never die. revolution never die. They just take on other bodies. But we don't die. And not too many people are just living for us to get free. Some are living to make a big name for themselves, car, you know, and all this other crazy stuff. But there are some of us who live for us to be free. We believe that our reason for grieving is to get free, not to cohabitate with these devils and take 30 pieces of silver and dazzle that in our face. And that revolution is not for sale. We have to fight. And that's what Viola did. So I asked for a double portion of her spirit on top of what I got. And we're getting so low. And so we're looking forward to celebrating her celebration of life at the renowned House of the Lord, Reverend Daughtry, received by the revolutionary, and her funeral will be in Queens. But all the revolutionaries will be headed to the House of the Lord Church. I believe it's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You know, I mean, that's the time set. You know how long we're going to be there, because there's so many people who knew Viola. And I was so proud to have known her and had the opportunity to soldier with her in the street. And we used to chase the Negroes down the street, doing our boycotts and our rallies. And so she's certainly going to be missed. She's certainly going to be missed, but there's those of us that are left. We're going to keep that fight going, keep that fire burning, same way we're doing Dr. Khalid Azeem Muhammad. His spirit still lives. The Nakhtun spirit lives. Chakra Rude spirit lives. Malcolm spirit lives. Harriet Tubman spirit lives. Fannie Lou spirit lives. So these ancestors' spirits are still there. You know, just waiting for us to take on the spirit and keep fighting. So I said, long live the spirit of revolutionary Viola Plummer. I love her, and I'll be there with B12 in the front line. We got to get on to do what we got to do. I will be there with him and others. I ask you to join the December 12th movement, because they've been around for a while, and they do not compromise. And they can keep the fight going. In the spirit of Viola Plummer, I believe it's Sonny Carson, Father Lucas, and others. What's his name? I can get his name right now. Won't come to me. But those are the leaders of D12. So let's keep Viola Plummer there out there and keep that fight going.
Black Power. And you'll see the
Black Power, Sister Yah. Black Power.
Or Black Power. As you go through New York, some say it's New York, but nevertheless, you will find old flyers of the December 12 movement, old flyers of the Million Youth March.
That's
which
right.
Led by the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And you will find these archives. You can't stumble. You have to go to the places that real research is done, and real answers are in front of your screen. And this is a thing that we have not undertaken a network to build, with a mission to build our own fallen humanity, to build reparations for ourselves, and to abandon the opposition and leave him hanging is where we should be focused at this hour. But as you can see, it's only a handful of people compared to the big gross population of white folks and the R, whatever that is, have the red, black, and green actually came from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why we have the Islam, because of the life of Muhammad, the history of Muhammad, and these are the peacemakers. We are the peacemakers. We avoid exclusion, but we have full participation in running our own black government, and that's Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you. Peace.
Between the lines, we've got Our Lady Queen of Peace out in California. And we haven't heard from Sister Trina. Is Sister Trina still out there at 628, at 628? Because if you are, you're live on Black Power Radio. Your mic is open.
You mean Tanisha?
Yeah, go ahead, Tanisha. You
can
talk
Black Power, Sister Tanisha.
On what you've heard
so far. I spoke earlier. I'm trying to heal my 20-year-old. I just you know, had an accident in the backyard. He's sick. So getting home. So can I yield right now and get my 20-year-old well? And I'm making y'all flyers for everything. I can come back.
Okay, I want you to reserve the right to come back, and we got a place in line for you and some hot subjects to rock the mic with. We give you more of what you listen to radio for here at Black Power Radio, and we can politely move that mic on and leave an open
line
and an open floor for discussion for the next, say, 15 to 20 minutes of discussion that you can hold right here at Black Power Radio.
Shake
your name out for your host, Black Power.
Let's go back to something, whatever. I don't have a problem with my New York brothers and sisters or Harvard, whatever, in the East Coast, the Central, Midwest, over there in California. But let's talk about what I was saying as far as the shutdown. How many times are we going to keep on asking these motherfuckers to give us some goddamn shit? Really? Shit, you can't even get what you're supposed to get, even if you do with the government organizations or whatever. You have to understand with all that stuff, that's a whole nother committee. But what about the ones not on the committee? Why can't we be doing other stuff while we get everybody else on the committee? You know what I'm saying? Let them do however they do the paperwork, because that's how they do. I know. I'm a veteran. I can't even get all my rights as a veteran. You know, they get always something to say, whatever. Anytime you deal with this government, because of their capitalism, but we have to understand that we are under their jurisdiction. The only time that we do not follow under the jurisdiction, if everybody try to use that religion or hive or whatever, let me tell you something. There's red tape with that, too. But that's a whole group. He said at number 9, that's the round table. We have to play these motherfuckers like chess, and we have to go back to our roots. Our roots go back to the motherland. I don't give a damn what anybody says. It goes back to the motherland. It goes back to the motherland. Even if you talk about Jesus or anything else, that motherfucker went somewhere and studied. And then he came back to show you. And he wasn't no homosexual. He wasn't by himself. He had a wife. Her name was Mary. See, these are the things that they keep lying to you about. And they tell you that he's a white man and show you their blue eyes. And you still believe in that. Even when you're dealing with them Moors, they ain't shit. They sold you out every time you gone. We have to go back to our roots. And that has nothing to do with Elijah Muhammad or anything else. Because before there was anything, we were here. We were here. We were here. We were blocking the ark. We were here. There's no way that you can have anything else beside us. How many times, somebody, you're not going back far enough. Look at the fossils. Look at everything else. And why do we have to keep on asking or whatever? First of all, wasn't even their jurisdiction in the first place. We have allowed motherfuckers to keep on infiltrating. Let me tell you, one of the biggest warriors out in everywhere was Hannibal, that they don't talk about. I got his art of war. They keep talking about him. What about his art of war? Do you know he tore down Rome? Is that not the Vatican right there? Come on now. That's in your bloodline. It's in all of us. Stop allowing these motherfuckers to be puppets for you. Because all it is playing a game, a play, or whatever. You hate people that you don't even motherfucking take the time out to drink a cup of tea with. You don't even know the Republican Party started from us. It wasn't no such thing as Democrat or anything else. They lied about you with that. If it wasn't for our brothers and sisters, you wouldn't even have someone to vote for. It had fallen under the Republicans. See? We had all our history mixed up in their mystery, and then on top of it, it's our story to tell. They sit over there, they want to make Harriet Tubman however they want to. They want to make everybody, no respect, no nothing. They want to turn everybody into a homosexual. They want to do everything under the sun, and we're supposed to sit back and think it's okay. They already put our children on the park line and did everything else, and we're supposed to say, oh, yeah, master. It's okay, muscle. Oh, yeah, muscle. I'm going to go over there and do it. Fuck them motherfuckers where they live at, too. What makes their family better than us? We are the original Holy Trinity. We got to stop allowing. I don't give a fuck about no goddamn paperwork. What are we going to do? And the first thing that we have to do is fix our own home before we try to fix anything in this world. You got to study. Because if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And it doesn't even matter. Whatever. If you don't take the time out to study, the world is going to be the world. It's going to be everything that it is. But if we don't have a foundation for our families to study and do what we need to do, first of all, we have to let our children know who we are. You talking about putting up a picket sign, why don't we have our own communities, our own hospitals? We're focusing on so much, and that's the thing that they want you to do, to stay all focused on actually what you're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be uplifting our family, our brothers and sisters, our children, everything else. They don't want us to have that community. They don't. Nobody even talks about the Reconstruction era or anything like that at all. With everything that we do, we have to understand that we have to, yes, she said, put our feet on the ground. Are you not tired of asking? Why do we have to ask? Them motherfuckers took from us. Why can't we take from them? Who the motherfuckers think they are? The IRS, any of them bastards. Like that motherfucker talking about putting some crows down, but you want to put it over here, but you don't put it on that crack house or anything else. We have to stop sitting here thinking that somebody's going to give us what? They're going to give you something? How they going to give you something? What about the men that they castrated and made them men? See, they don't talk about that, what they did to black men or what they did to black women. And we're supposed to forget all that shit? And we're supposed to ask these motherfuckers on our knees? What? This ain't no motherfucking slave shit or whatever. The ones that they jump off, they jump shit. We ain't going through this shit. I don't give a fuck about their laws or anything else. It's time for us. And if you don't realize it's a war going on, it is. And we have to take it back like we did before. And that's that motherfucker. We ain't nothing to be afraid of. And that's the bottom line. Everybody's trying to figure out, oh, I got to do all this stuff and I ain't got to fight. You don't have to fight, man. You have to pull them guns out, man. You're going to have to, motherfucking hog ties, motherfucker. Yes, you is. This is war going on. Not only a spiritual, but also a physical war. We have to stay in our ground. And that's the bottom line. Fuck them and the motherfucking police. Fuck them and the ethics. Fuck them and all they bullshit. Fuck them and whatever shit. I want my still 40 acres and a mill, and I know you owe me way more than that. Fuck that. You saw us take our shit back. Not pleading. Not asking. Take.
Black power. Black power. Black power. And thank you for your synopsis from D.C. and all of those in the surrounding metropolitan area. That is the state of Delaware, the state of Queen Mary's land, and the state of the Virginia Princess, they call the Duke and the Duchess, and all of this has gotten us so far away from our family value systems that we are going to allow them to walk away with our reparations, give them to a Ukrainian, give them to a Russian, give them to a German, give them to everybody except the melanated nations, or everybody except we the people, or as Dr. Khaled always said, to we as black people. And this is something we should not allow. We should be spreading the word everywhere that they're making legislation to go over our heads, to go around us, to go through us, over us, by any means necessary. I yield my mic singing blah, blah, bye, bye, and my, my, and my, my, my. Black power. Anybody didn't get their issue in is trying to get it. Yeah, I don't think you've chimed in. Katie Walter has not chimed in on this. Reparations, their bills. Are they making legislation, Brother DeWalt, to bypass our reparations, to cleverly sneak one in under the goalpost? What do you think they're really doing towards this reparations issue? I don't know if you can hear. Yeah, your mic is open at 336. Are you live? 336-979. You're live right here on Black Power Radio. You can hear us. Okay, we're back at Shabaka and the rest of the crew. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go right ahead, Brother Shabaka.
Yes, sir. Very, very great show this evening. You know, cut the check, you know what I'm saying? And then another thing that I want to say, too, is that Dr. Claude Anderson had mentioned a few years back is that they're going to be bringing in these migrants, and they're bringing them in tenfold, and the migrants is the new Ku Klux Klan that they're going to use against us, okay? Because you got migrants threatening, jumping on black people there in Chicago and New York and what have you, and these lame-ass black politicians like Karen Bass, London Bridge, Brandon Johnson, Eric Adams, we need to turn our backs on them, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? It's for the simple fact they do not represent us. They bought and paid for, you see what I mean? And we got a whole lot of internal housekeeping to do with these fake-ass black politicians. You know, they're opportunists. You know, these are the sellouts, you know what I mean, and whatnot. You know, these are the fools, you know, who will sit up here and go tell Massey everything that we're doing, as when Sister Harriet Tubman, you know, was leading the Underground Railroad. And I'm quite sure that Harriet Tubman had used that street sweeper, that double-barrel shotgun, quite a few times, because you had some slaves who went up there, got off into it. Oh, we got to go back to Massey. And you know, he's been so good to us. Like Malcolm said, boss, we sick. And Sister Harriet Tubman, I'm quite sure she had to kick a lot of them off the planet, you know, to save the other ones, man, you know, hauling ass the freedom. So every last one of these damn states in the United States owe us reparations, is because they stole our talent, they stole our labor, they brutalized us, they murdered us, they killed us, they degraded our men, they violated our women. And in this day and age, the day of the ass scratch and the YASA boss is over. Have them cut the damn check, $300 trillion in tangibles, something that we need. You see what I'm saying? When it comes to Hollywood, hey, let us produce our own films, tell our own legacies and what have. Can't be going up here seeing all our men folk in a dress, talking about, you know, this is a good thing, a positiveness, and
and helping race relations? Why do you want to put black men in a dress? Why do you want to show all these damn commercials up here with white men and black women? Oh, well, you know, we're a colorblind society. No, no, no. It ain't a colorblind society. They want to keep the black male suppressed, want to feminize them. And they hate us because they cannot be us. You see what I mean? Even when Muhammad Ali had made his sacrifice, you know, the prime years of his career for standing up what he believed in. And one thing I'm very glad about is that Muhammad Ali never lost to no white boy. I yield.
Black power.
That's right. He was one of the strong ministers for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the most underrated black activist ever was, again, our beloved boxing friend, Muhammad Ali, and he always gave you an alternative way of looking at things. If you kept looking at him, you would be the best counterpuncher. And if your opponent dropped his guards a little bit, you can knock him out using the Muhammad Ali tactics in the ring and using Muhammad Ali's tactics on the streets, on the ground, in these major cities.
Yes, sir.
How he did when he went to try his shirt on in Florida. And they told me he got to buy it if you try it on and all of those things. He flipped those jokers. You see what I say?
Yes,
he made
sir.
It a new
yes,
day.
Sir. And out here in Las Vegas
ways,
as well, too.
He broke the ice. He said, no Vietnamese
yes,
call me no nigga. It's this goddamn gringo
right.
giving me a problem. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's been putting me up the walls and burning these Chinaman's house down and doing stuff crazy in Vietnam and doing things crazy in Korea, Japan, and then everywhere on the land. They're doing something for the white man. We must do something for ourselves in the South. Is that right, Black Power?
Oh, absolutely.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Always.
Black
always,
power.
Always. Always.
Always. Ashe, Ashe. Ashe, Ashe. Who's coming to the mic? Go ahead and rock.
Oh, that was
too hot
Tanisha
to hold.
Adams. Yo, Tanisha, I'm back. No. I just had to get the boys together. I'm homeschooling an 8-year-old at the same time and making sure he's on point and for instruction. Move on with that.
Sister,
yes.
I say, yeah, and I'm so proud that you came up with the I say. I love you already.
Thank you. We need it on this line. We do. You know, I just think that we need to spread more love, and I love what heal the world. You know, I know that we will fight, you know, but I don't want to go so much as a fight. You know, I fight if I have to. You know, you're not going to know what I'm going to attack. So moving along with the referee, I think it's a good idea to educate our youth. I mean, it's a lot of kids, like you're saying, they're not reading and learning. Like, there are eighth graders in my community that I'm learning of just the last week that's reading that literally at a second grade, our first grade reading level, and that's not okay. And I have my second grader, you know, reading fluently, like almost a book that I can read. My dad was, you know, amazed that in his boat he can read some stuff in his boat. I'm like, yeah, he can read that. You know, he does. So, like, you know, some people are, like, amazed at that. But we have to educate those. And I was just really pissed off when, you know, my son came home with no homework 1 year, and I did put him in school. I held him back 1 year. I was disabled. I put him in school. And that semester, he was already out before December because they sent home a book with two women being married instead of a book. And then learning that there was no genders on the school doors there. So, yes, I color purple my house. I made, you know, every note card from the windows built to everywhere. I even made color signs to where it be a boy and a girl in the bathroom door of my home so my son won't know what it looks like when we go into restaurants and things like that. So just curious to know that you are a boy. You're born a boy, and I'm not going to put you with no gender, and that they cannot give you a code of vaccination by my permission. So I'm not with it. So the art throughout the schools, and so I began, like, learning how to design on my own. I began trying to bring women together in my community. I want all the black women that's doing something. You do events, play weddings, baby showers. We should not just be doing it separately, do it together. Put the Mexicans out. They got these big four rent jumpers, and so we get our own jumpers. So I start getting my own 10x30 tent, the big projector screen, start investing in chair covers and things like that, doing my own funerals, learning how to do obituaries and covers and things like that, whatever you need, and teach the youth how to do it too. I need to teach them. I have things to make T-shirt businesses. I have DJ you know, turn to equipment. I keep trying to reach out to people in my community, and they getting the money to do it. They're not, you know, basically, they're not doing the right thing. So my job now, since I'm going to be with True Bay, trying to get certified Oakland, Jamaica Certified Public, to get our own workforce and get people in the right, you know, areas and get the job done. And, you know, the torch is passed to us. We have to just do the steps and the work, and that's all. I just see that needs to be done and put our comrades in order, you know what I mean? Let them know what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to help. They're very upset, just like you all on this line. You know, some are before they don't understand, why are we doing this? So we got to just educate more, and I think we'll have more of an outcome. We all just form together with love, one love.
All right, and I appreciate that very well, and you're right. And you're right, we should have more love. But the one thing that I want to say, everybody gets nervous when it comes to war. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you have all the things out there, blood is going to be shed and everything like that. But it's going to actually come to a point. We already knew this. We knew that it was coming up and it was going to be another war that's going on. And we're not talking about no war going over whatever. The ancestors already said it. And we're not talking about nothing in the Middle East or nothing like that. That's their shit. We're talking about where we have our feet on the ground. You have to understand that all of us are here in the Americas. Them Moors, they can say whatever, but look at what they're talking about. Them temples and everything they talking about, Anthony Broder already told you that Egypt is right here. You know, they talk about all this and that, but you don't go further now. I'm not disagreeing with everybody else because everybody is lined up with the history, but nobody goes back further. Our ancestors were here. We are them, Maya. We are all of that. And you have to understand that your melanin of your skin just shows that. And it's not about being tribal. It's about having melanin. Do you understand? It's not about who you're with or what organization or what country you come from. It's about that melanin. How the song go? It's that melanin. That's melanin. Let me tell you something. It's a commodity on a stock market. So whenever somebody tells you or however, whatever, it's not any of that. It's because we at the bottom of the day, let me tell you, two things you're going to be in this life. You're going to be melanated and you're going to die. But you have to understand what's in the death or whatever that's going on. What are you fighting for? What is going on? Whatever. They are killing us. They are literally killing us. And I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not talking about no Bill of Rights or going to no jail. They are poisoning our water. They're putting stuff in our air. They are actually killing us. And they're using us like an experiment. And I'm not saying that, but you think of the time that we all going to have to fight. We are. This cannot go on.
So I believe that we need to get our youth in ready for that. Like, do they know how to use a bow and arrow? Do they have to use a pen to protect themselves? Like, we need to get them ready how to use those arms. Do they understand how to break the gun down? Do they understand what to do? They don't know how to prepare themselves to do this. But that's
and
why
we
have
to
get
do
them
that.
Educated.
Look,
and that's what I'm saying.
And look,
and that's exactly what we're saying.
We should stop saying Black men supporting or I'm not saying that, whatever. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these organizations or whatever, they get a lot of ideas from Black Panther Party. They also got ideas from Nation of Islam, the Muslims, or whatever, because revolution was already in the making. They don't even tell you the truth behind the real Black church, even dealing with Nat Turner or anything like that. The thing is, just like yesterday, 15-year-old Matthew went in. I got on him one time. I told him, does your mom know you here? And it's a part of us. We have a lot of body. This government determines how we raise our children. See what I'm saying? If we were to raise our children like I ever did within our culture, they would already know all these things and shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay. This is not a sprint. It didn't take them a sprint to kill you. So why do we have to react so fast all the time? You got to sit back sometimes and just observe. Just observe. Why do we always got to stand out there and put a sign up or whatever? Just sit back and analyze every situation. Become that computer and hit them dates. See, when it's time to fight, it is not about how big your gun is. It's about how many duels you have in order to win the war. See, what I'm talking about, everything else about is the fight. And all that stuff comes in one line. It comes under the education. It comes under the understanding. It comes under what you're going to decide, what you're going to do the next day. It comes under the martial arts. Do you not know we are the all? When the last time the black man or the black woman was not the all? And that ain't about being an old Black Panther. That's about knowing where you come from, where the language comes from, where the science comes from, where does history come from? What are you talking about? When I'm talking about that wall, we're going to hit him every which way live.
Glad
and it's about playing that chess. And you got sometimes, when you got an enemy, you got to sometimes sit back and observe.
Black power to that.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying all I need me is some moms, some grandpas, some married couples, and you know what I'm saying? That is tired of the system. I'm going to tell you, we'll be way more stronger than any young person you're trying to get.
Some sage, too. To a sage bundle, too. All right, I'm with you. Anybody else want to go? I'm on my
mom,
line.
Hey, look, you and mom, you already know what's going on. Yeah, let's get them.
Okay, I'm with you. We all want one love over here. Let's go. Anybody else want to go? Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say it's been very, very informative program tonight. Definitely get with us on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this Tuesday at 9 p.m. in the East, 6 p.m. in the West. The number to call in is 516-418-5996. Our chat room will be open, and hopefully Blog Talk is not playing no more games with us, and definitely please follow the like page on Facebook called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and please leave your comments, contribute to the page, and what have you, and Black Power.
Black Power. So we let them know that
Black
the shenanigans and the gig is up, and it's time for real reparations and real black action on these streets. You got to get in the streets with it. Them Palestinians moved in there at 500,000 strong, and the next day the Biden administration was going to walk out of there. So you can make an impression. You can make an impact. You can change dynamics
Biden
on the ground. But you must
be
responsible. You must be the judge.
He got these black people saying, oh, I got to vote Democrat. Do you not know them motherfuckers is worse than the Republicans? And then, and look, I'm telling every brother and sister on the line, hey, go down there and vote, but put your name on the ballot. Put your name on the ballot. Hey, you might win. I mean, Dick Gregory did.
I did that two years ago.
Then we got California, but we forgot about Denver. We have a Black Panther brother.
I'm California.
Actually,
I'm California right here.
What's
I got California
name?
Covered.
Yeah, he's running for mayor over there in Denver. Isaiah. He's running for mayor over there in Denver.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. So, yeah, put your name on the damn ballot. So what? This is the thing that they don't show you about the ballot. You're really not supposed to be voting for a president or any of that stuff. The thing that you're supposed to be doing on the ballot is actually looking in your district, but you have to look on the ballot about the new laws and bills that they bringing in there. But the president, the motherfucking president don't run shit any goddamn week. But the thing is that they teach you to vote wrong. I know. Let me tell you something. I worked the polls. You know why? They pay very good money. I made $3,500 for that last election with Biden. And look, this new one's getting come out. Oh, girl, they pay you good money to work the polls. You ain't got to do shit. But you got to be up, you know, 4:30, whatever. But it's the way of, you know, whatever. Because we are the people, right? So when they doing whatever, why are we not supposed to be listening? I know they had a comment. Everybody had a comment about Kendrick L., one of the grand sheiks in the Morrison Temple. And I'm not promoting Morrison Temple and none of that stuff. I'm just saying what happened. So he turned around and went to an FBI academy trying to figure out whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And the brothers and sisters had something to say. So be it. I didn't condone that type of behavior, but I wanted to hear everything. Sometimes you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You can't sit over there and say, all right, I can't go to this brother shit. I can't go to this brother shit. I can't go to this sister shit or whatever because of who they are or whatever. Because truth is everywhere. And don't forget that you are the all. So you don't ever have to put a label on you. You can go wherever you want to go, whenever you want to, however, and walk into whatever. Even if they're doing comedic stuff, it doesn't even matter. Because you are the woman. Well, we are the women. The womb comes out of us. We create life. I'm not saying that men didn't play a role, but they need us. We need them. But they need us more. And I can show you all through history. See, all this stuff that's going on, that is not our men. First of all, nobody really knows what the black men is because they didn't turn around and get all this shit to them. Even with that Morris, them motherfuckers is retarded. I'm not saying they don't know certain things, but they do retarded shit. You see what I'm saying? They don't teach you the other fundamentals. Even in the lobbyists, they off the chain. Dr. York is supposed to be so great. It's right out of fucking jail, yo. But the thing is, we're supposed to sit back and allow them to tell us how to dictate our lives. But if your husband is not doing what he's supposed to do, as that man, let me tell you, even when it goes through history, there was only one man, the black woman. But they was together in unison. See, all this stuff they don't teach you, right? This world wasn't created alone by a man. You know, even with the Orishas and everything else, even when it goes about our culture, it's a union. It's like you have the sun. Look at nature. It's a union. That's why you got the sun and you have the moon. You see what I'm saying? But that's a whole other thing. Anyway, so be it. It is what it is, and then these men, and I hope you're on there, think that we as women don't have something to stand for. You're going to be in for a sad awakening.
Right, so we hope that everybody here has enjoyed themselves tonight on Black Power Radio. We'll be right back tomorrow at 8 p.m. That's his Eastern Standard Time. Hope you'll come back to Black Power Radio. Because we give you more
Absolutely.
Of what you asked for radio for. Oh, you had something there, big brother?
Oh, yes, sir. Great show tonight, Brother Imam. And also, too, you know, check us out on Tuesday on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You know, and we're still trying to figure out if they're still playing games with these phone numbers and whatnot, you know. It's because I'm going to go check out another carrier. And then, if I may say, if anybody's got a Boost Mobile phone, not Boost Mobile, T-Mobile.
leave T-Mobile is because they're pulling some shenanigans, and I think they're in cahoots with Blog Talk because they want to charge us for calling in, and I don't understand that, and we pay our money. You know what I mean? Yep, so definitely get with us on Tuesday night, and also two ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute, since I'm on it, Sabaka, can you hear me, Sabaka?
Yes, sister, I hear you. Yes, sister.
And whatever. Love you. Chewbacca is my man. Look, Chewbacca was talking. Look, Chewbacca got, he knows his motherfucking history now. Chewbacca can show you some shit over there. Them motherfuckers, they lied to us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
okay, sister Naya, join yourself, sister.
He's in trouble now, sister Desiree. Yeah, I hear you over there. Yeah, I hear you. I thought I was your black revolutionary. Nah, I'm just playing. He my favorite too. That's our minister of education. Yeah, for sure.
Chewbacca?
For sure.
I'm just, you know
yeah.
what?
Hell yeah. Chewbacca Shankori.
I'm trying to, when am I going to have a fucking
black experience in
hand?
Have
a fucking job? Let me tell you some ideas and qualifications. Where is my fucking job at?
Oh, yeah, you
look,
too. Definitely. Flowers go to you, too. I mean, there's many books
whatever.
And stuff
look,
that you've been putting out and reading. Just
supposed
to read books.
In my head. I'm going to curse everybody out from uptown to downtown.
She got a library and have read every single book in the library. That's the thing, you know. Some people got a library, got a bunch of books sitting on the thing. You go to her library, all them books been read. She can teach you out of them books. Yes, I give you big thumbs up
who
on
her?
It. Yes, indeed.
You my whatever.
No, you, our beloved sister and my sister, you.
Queen Desiree.
Yeah, Queen Desiree. She got, I know got tongue tied for a minute, but you know, I love you, Sister Desiree. And you always, you always bring the fire.
You're
the fire. You're the fire. I'm the fuse. You're the fire. No, I'm the fuel, national chairman. He's the stick of dynamite, and you the fire to come after that dynamite go off. Black.
Well, Leo, look, Leo was also on my natal chart. Leo was in my natal chart. Every
Well, you know, I'm only good for the revolution. I'm good for the fighting part of it. Like Malcolm said, revolution can get bloody. So those that don't want to get bloody, get up out the way because we are prepared to do war. We're prepared to do holy, righteous, rebellious war whenever it needs.
Black Power, I want to
read something by Khalid Muhammad, what he said, who he was. And you have to understand, he is Capricorn just like me. He said, I am, hold up, and get my glasses over there. Shit. He said, I am the true terrorist. I am the knowledgeable gangster, the black history hitman, the lie killer, urban gorilla, roughneck. Let's read that again. I am the true terrorist. I am the knowledgeable gangster. I am the black history hitman.
And I am a black
roughneck. That's right.
Gotta be a roughneck. That's the only way I know it.
You gotta be a terrorist
here tonight.
Isn't that not what they learn?
The truth.
Anytime
terrorist.
That you go against the corporation, you become a terrorist. So I guess I was
gangster.
A terrorist in the military. Because if you don't follow any rules, they come down and hunt me down too, baby, because I signed that contract. And that goes to another thing. We have to dissolve. The thing that everybody's talking about, reparations, you do not realize that you're going into a contract. Once that contract is set, when they talk about the reparations and whatever, and everybody come in agreement, that means that any type of royalties and anything backwards, you cannot receive. That reparations is a trick that the government is doing on you. They want you to fight for reparations, But they're supposed to give you way more than that. But if you sign it and say, okay, that's a legal binding contract. Are we not in capitalism? Are we not going through everything like that? So with that binding contract, they can...
I think you, yeah.
We as the people change the contract.
Black power.
So
at this point, I wanted to give our queen mother, Dr. Truth Bay, an opportunity to close, and she may have a prayer for you and some closing remarks and upcoming events, et cetera. I think Dr. Truth Bay, her mic is still open. Black power? If she's in there. I'm trying to pull her up. Dr. Truth Bay, her mic was open at least. Was to come in with this at this point and give us some closing remarks and give us that prayer that we all are anxious to hear. I don't know if she's there. See, can we pull her block up? Dr. Quick-Race Bay, are you there? She should be there. Black power? Black power.
I'll text her.
Somewhere?
A moment.
Okay, there on the air, we look for Dr. Quick-Race Truth Bay. Sometimes at the end of the show, these mics get a little funny. So we're going to try it one more time. Dr. Quick-Race Truth Bay, your mic should be open. I don't know if we can get there. Black power? Okay. Black power. Let's see. She should be back at the mic now. Let me see. That mic is not open. I don't know. Is it Tanisha? I don't know if you want to give those words of prayer, some spiritual advice to our vast participating, listening, and participating audience. Are you there, Sister Tanisha? I'm trying to raise her up. I don't know, these mics will act funny when it gets close to midnight, y'all. But anyhow, we have had a dynamic show. We hope that you'll come black tomorrow on the same black channel and pick up you some Black Power Radio and put that right in your ear hole and move us up one notch for revolution and stand for black revolution. I am a black revolutionary. I am Black Panther. I thank you all for joining us tonight. It's been wonderful. Anybody else has anything that they desired to say, that they wanted to say, they couldn't say it no other way, now is your time to drive it like it's out. Drive it like it's out as we're closing out the Black Power Radio.
Yes, I am. And
Black
I'm
power.
Going to pray, but I can't see it. I got something to
of
say
course.
Right here in the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we'll go
man,
right
I'm
here.
Going to quote some stuff in the Quran. Let us forget flesh and go with mind in the land of fleshly things. Mind never does forget. So, in actuality, no anything that goes on in the earth could not exist without your brain, without the consciousness to go inside of your head. So when they say, when was there time when it was not? Of course, there was not no time because you make the time. We make the times, we make the holidays, just like we have the equinoxes and everything like that, or whatever. But don't listen to all them conscious motherfuckers, they full of shit too. Let me tell you something. You have to go back to self is inside of you, the God that is in you. What is today's day? What is it, the 21st, 22nd? And it goes back to a number 3 again and things that we are supposed to be doing today. See, let me tell you something. Our ancestors didn't tell us anything wrong. And today is actually, what, understanding. So we are understanding each other. Don't you understand that? And just like they say of their Osiris set, trust and belief. You don't even have to do that either because you are on the path of your righteousness. The only thing that you have to believe that is inside of you, and it's inside of you. You are a black man. You are a black woman. Let me tell you, life resides in you. You have universes inside of you. You know what I'm saying? We sit back in there and we worry about all those things. We don't even... You know what I'm saying? We have to understand that we are the original people in the square. And I'm not just talking about what organization you with. I'm just talking about your melanin. You are. It is not about a paper bag test. It's not about nothing. It's about your DNA. Our ancestry, everything, and everything in our world for us in order for us to achieve. And we don't even appreciate that. But then you want to be a Black Panther. You want to fight against the white man. You want to do everything. And you don't have any appreciation for yourself as a Black person when you're looking at the mirror. You turn around. You act like a whore. You sleep with low-level men. You let people treat you any kind of way. You eat these motherfuckers' food. We don't have our gardens, but you want to sit over there and say that you are worthy. Worthy of what? You don't have to be in no church for someone to tell you you worthy. When was the Black man not worthy? When was the Black woman not worthy? You would have no one on this earth if it wasn't for us. And that ain't got shit to do with being Muslim or Nation of Islam or goddamn Mormon temple or a motherfucking Christian or a Catholic, whatever you want to sit on. That's called reality. And it's called truth. You see what I'm saying?
We're still here.
You got something that's hot? Yeah, drop it like it's hot. Close it out with a word of spiritual advice or a prayer there, Brother Shabaka. Like Paul.
Yes, sir. Always. Yeah, always, always. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're all we got. You know what I'm saying? Always keep your head on a swivel, protect your six, and keep yourself protected in a 360-degree circle. Also, too, educate our babies. You see what I'm saying? Get them about these damn public indoctrination centers, which is teaching our children a bunch of prepackaged bullshit. And then I don't care about nobody's lifestyle or what they do, okay, but one thing for sure, ain't no damn man going to come up and tell me that he's a woman with a 5 o'clock shadow on the hands the size of baseball mitts. That there is an insult to womanhood, and that is an insult to Black womanhood especially, because the Black woman is the original woman, just like the Black man is the original man. And all these other groups who want to go out there and support this sack of shit called the dump, I hope the bastard gets convicted, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, he can't be the president. He's got all his sycophants out there, and that damn Sheriff Clark, who used to be of Milwaukee County and had to get with Outlaw Radio on there, he's sick. He's talking about he wants to run for U.S. Senator of the state of Wisconsin, so all the people there in Wisconsin vote that trick down. Also, too, in the great state of California, okay, Gavin Newsom, you ain't shit. I said it. Call the number in tomorrow night. We can argue and whatnot. Vice President Kamala Harris. My. No comment on her. Oh, hi, Biden. He stated how he honestly feels, you know what I'm saying? And what it is that we got to get the political power to get the economical power, and then also to protect our youth and have them coming up being self-sufficient. All this inclusion shit is an illusion. And I yield. And definitely check with us on Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand.
Black power, black power. With all that's been said, all that we can say, we know our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best. Oh, my.
Gave us everything. let it control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
Controlled by the old slave master, and it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standard of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back. When you try to promote racial harmony, you out of your damn mind. You out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change with you as the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve your children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son. And after that, he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are. And constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice, the FBI did along. Give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly, that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids hitting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby come my neck, though they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they
want to
sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Don't go and say things about my father.
Don't go and talk about my father.